Implementation of managed care benefits for manual therapy. 43, 851 per session. Summary based on 15 sessions per year. With the government's introduction of managed care benefits for manual therapy, the cost per session has been standardized at 43, 851, and a 95% copayment rate applies. In principle, coverage is limited to 2 sessions per person per week, up to 15 sessions per year. However, medical exceptions, such as joint contractures following surgery or fractures, are permitted up to 24 sessions per year. Manual therapy became eligible for managed care benefits as of the first of this month, and the per-session fee, which previously varied by hospital, has been standardized at 43,851. The patient copayment rate for manual therapy covered under managed care benefits is 95%, which is higher than the patient copayment rate for general health insurance benefits. As a general rule, the usage limit is twice per week per person, for a total of 15 times per year. However, in cases such as joint stiffness following surgery or a fracture, up to 24 times per year may be approved based on medical judgment. Healthcare facilities must check the number of visits per patient through the manual therapy management system or the Health Insurance Review and Assessment Service, HERA, portal, and must evaluate the effectiveness of the treatment and maintain records. Manual therapy for personal purposes, such as fatigue recovery or posture correction, is not covered by health insurance or out-of-pocket expense insurance, and patients must pay the full cost out-of-pocket. Key summary: with the government's introduction of managed benefits for manual therapy, the cost per session will be standardized at 43,851 starting on the first of this month. In the past, manual therapy was primarily provided as non-covered services, resulting in significant price variations among medical institutions. The average cost per session was reportedly around $110,001. The key to this reform is not simply a price reduction, but the combined application of a standard price, a high patient copayment rate, limits on the number of sessions, and mandatory treatment records. The government explains that the background for this reform stems from the fact that manual therapy is highly elective and supplementary in nature, and there were concerns about increased usage and potential misuse. What is manual therapy? Manual therapy is a treatment performed at medical institutions using the hands or physical contact to address musculoskeletal pain, restricted joint movement, and functional recovery. Although it is classified as a type of physical therapy, not all procedures aimed at pain management or posture correction are covered by health insurance. A key aspect of this new system is that insurance coverage for manual therapy depends on whether the treatment is medically necessary, within established clinical guidelines and frequency limits, and supported by an evaluation and documentation of treatment effectiveness. What is managed coverage? Managed coverage is a new category established within selective coverage. It is a system for separately managing items where the need for treatment is recognized, but which carry a high risk of misuse or require strict cost management. Unlike general health insurance benefits, which apply a low copayment rate, managed coverage combines a high copayment rate with clear eligibility criteria. The main features of managed benefits for manual therapy are as follows. A uniform per-session fee applies to all medical institutions. A 95% copayment rate applies weekly and annual usage, limits clarification of grounds, for exceptions mandatory evaluation of treatment effectiveness and maintenance. Of medical records, introduction of procedures for medical institutions to verify the number of sessions per patient, what will change. Category existing after implementation of managed benefits price varies by hospital, with significant discrepancies, standardized at 43,851 per session insurance classification, primarily non-covered services, a type of managed care benefit within the selective benefits category copayment rate. Non-covered services require full out-of-pocket payment managed care benefits, require a 95% copayment basic usage limit week unified management standards. Principle of 2 sessions per week and 15 sessions per year per person exceptions may vary by medical institution up to 24 sessions per year. Permitted for medical reasons, such as surgery or fractures, billing procedure, primarily non-covered service. Claims submitted after the system verifies the number of sessions, use treatment records management standards, may vary mandatory effectiveness, evaluation, and treatment records. Per session cost and copayment rate, according to the official notice, the per session cost for manually administered therapy under managed benefits is $43,851. The copayment rate is set at 95%. In other words, while manually administered therapy is being incorporated into the national health insurance system, the portion borne by patients remains very high. This structure does not mean that manual therapy is fully covered at low costs like general benefits. Rather, it signifies an intent to manage the service by standardizing prices and usage volumes. While patients will no longer have to bear the burden of comparing prices that varied significantly from hospital to hospital, they must still be aware that the copayment rate remains high. Usage criteria: 2 sessions per week, 15 sessions per year as a general rule. Manual therapy, recognized as managed benefits, generally follows the criteria below. Item criteria: weekly limit up to 2 sessions per person per week, annual limit up to 15 sessions per person per year. Exception criteria: cases where joints have become stiff or rigid due to surgery, fractures, etc. Number of exception sessions up to 24 sessions per year, subject to a physician's medical judgment. Exceptions are not automatically applied to all patients. They may be granted based on a physician's judgment in cases where a medical need for additional treatment is confirmed, such as joint contractures, stiffness, or functional limitations following surgery or a fracture. What happens if the limit is exceeded? Before providing manual therapy, medical institutions must verify the patient's remaining session limit through the manual therapy management system or the Health Insurance Review and Assessment Service, HIRA, portal. If the criteria are met, they bill for the treatment according to established procedures. Manual therapy sessions that exceed the approved limit cannot be billed as managed benefits, and there are restrictions on billing the excess medical costs to either the National Health Insurance or the patient. However, if the treatment itself is for personal purposes not covered by National Health Insurance, the patient may opt to receive the service separately at their own expense without insurance coverage. Cases where health insurance or out-of-pocket expense insurance coverage is unlikely, manual therapy, for the following purposes, differs from the intent of managed care benefits, and is therefore unlikely to be covered by health insurance or out-of-pocket expense insurance. For the purpose of recovering from fatigue, for the purpose of body contouring, for purposes focused on cosmetic enhancement or posture improvement, repeated use, without confirmed medical necessity use, not supported by an evaluation of treatment effectiveness or medical records, whether out-of-pocket. Expense insurance provides coverage, may vary depending on the enrollment date, policy terms, and the insurer's underwriting criteria. However, it is important to note that manual therapy for personal purposes, as specified by the government, is subject to coverage restrictions not only under national health insurance, but also under out-of-pocket expense insurance. Treatment standards are also being strengthened. It is not just the price and frequency that are changing. The management of medical care at healthcare facilities is also being strengthened. The government has made the evaluation of manual therapy effectiveness and the maintenance of treatment records mandatory, and has tightened standards to require that simple rehabilitation therapy or basic physical therapy be administered first. This measure is intended to ensure that manual therapy is not used as a high-cost treatment applied immediately to all musculoskeletal symptoms, but rather is used only on a limited basis when necessary following basic treatment and medical evaluation. Points for patients to check before visiting a hospital if you plan to receive manual therapy. It is advisable to check the following items. Check with your healthcare provider to see if your symptoms qualify for manual therapy covered by managed care benefits. Check how many manual therapy sessions you have already received this year. Check to ensure you do not exceed the limit of twice a week or 15 sessions per year. If there are exceptional circumstances, such as joint restrictions following surgery or a fracture, verify that you have the relevant medical records. Be aware that insurance coverage may not be available if the treatment is intended solely for recovery from fatigue or body contouring. If you plan to file a claim under your out-of-pocket expense insurance, review your policy terms and your insurer's guidelines separately. Significance of the system's introduction: this reform is not so much a policy to unconditionally expand coverage for manual therapy, but rather a measure to manage high-frequency, high-cost treatments, which were previously in the non-covered category within the national health insurance system. For patients, this increases price predictability, while medical institutions will face greater responsibilities regarding billing and record keeping. The government plans to evaluate the performance of the manual therapy program every 3 years and refine detailed criteria, such as reimbursement categories and transition principles, based on monitoring results. Therefore, the actual implementation methods may be further adjusted depending on the outcomes of on-site operations.